From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Haley did not support Trump during the months-long Republican presidential nominating campaign. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, said he has been offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development chief, but it is not clear if he plans to accept. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Democrat Hillary Clinton has now amassed more than 2 million vote lead over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in the popular vote count. The vote count is continuing in some states, including California. No matter how large it ends up, Clinton's popular vote lead will not change the outcome of the November 8th election. She will become the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote, but lose the election in the Electoral College. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers. India has not yet responded to the claims. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul. That effectively cuts off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. This is VOA News. Turkey has issued an arrest warrant for a Syrian Kurdish leader, accusing him of links to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish media are reporting that Ankara has issued an international arrest warrant for Salih Muslim, who heads Syria's Democratic Union Party, or PYD. Turkish authorities link Muslim to February's suicide bombing in Ankara, which was reportedly carried out by a PKK splinter group. The issuing of an international warrant could put Turkey's European allies in a difficult spot. Muslim is a frequent guest of European governments. The PYD and its militia are viewed by Turkey's Western allies as one of the most effective forces against the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
53-year-old Thomas Mayer was found guilty Wednesday of killing British Member of Parliament Joe Cox. Cox was a pro-immigrant, pro-refugee junior member of Parliament. She was killed June 16th as she arrived at a library in the town of Birstall to meet with voters. Here is Detective Superintendent Nick Wallen.
It's still hard to comprehend the magnitude of what happened in the quiet market town of Birstall on that day in June. The murder of Joe Cox is a tragedy on so many levels.
The jury at London's Old Bailey's Central Criminal Court took 90 minutes to convict Mayer.
Und ich sage Ihnen ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday expressed displeasure with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plans to pull the United States out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. While Ms. Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade agreement. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is threatening unspecified retaliation if U.S. sanctions against his country are renewed for another 10 years. The warning comes just days after the U.S. House of Representatives voted to renew for 10 years the Iran Sanctions Act, which would have expired at the end of the year. Japan and South Korea signed an agreement Wednesday to share intelligence information about North Korea's military activities, including its nuclear program. South Korea's defense ministry said the pact will help restrain North Korea's nuclear and missile activity. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said Wednesday his country's support of the Syrian regime against what he called extremists is necessary for the stability of the region. He told a Portuguese broadcaster that his government's priority is to support national armies in places such as Libya, Syria, and Iraq. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.